In this week's episode, the Mayambela brothers, Mark and Mihlali, visited the studio. They spoke about their relationship as brothers. Mark discussed his hot form for Ajax Cape Town, while Mihlali spoke about his time in Sweden. The brothers also gave us details about the Mayambela Community Cup in Khayelitsha.
Okay, guys, welcome to SL Radio. We have Mark Mayambela and his younger brother Mihlali in our office. Gentlemen, welcome to Soccer Leduma.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting us. This office now is becoming our home now. And we feel the love. We're grateful.
Sure. Welcome, Mihlali.
Hi to everyone. It's my first time coming to Soccer Leduma office, and I've received the warm welcome, so I'm happy with that.
Sure. And before we go any further, guys, the two of you are running a tournament this December. Tell us about that tournament and the thinking behind it.
Me and my brother, we decided to plow back to the community, you know, just to say thank you to the people that have been supporting us and our family. So we're doing the Mayambela Community Cup that will be played on the 10th of December until the 18th of December. It will be played in Khayelitsha, Strand, and Side C. And the reason behind, of course, is to playing back and also giving back to the community and giving an opportunity to other young upcoming players, you know, in around Cape Town. You know, we have invited teams to, and scouts to come in and, you know, and scout talent. You know, it will be great if maybe one or two can get an opportunity, you know, and sign for a professional team. You know, we're looking to bring the next generation of the Mayambelas, the Nconcas, the Patosis out of in every township of Cape Town, you know, and we're looking to do it annually, you know, and also we're looking to tap into each and every community, which has playing Kuguletu, Langa, Bonjeville. So it's for everyone, you know, it's for everyone to come, and everyone is if someone is interested, they can just come, and it's free of charge. There's no gate fee or anything like that. Yeah.
Mm. And the affiliation?
Yeah, we're looking to have about 32 teams. So each team have an affiliation fee of 1,000 rand, and then the first prize of the tournament is 20,000. The second prize is 10,000, and then we also have our player of the tournament that we proudly named after the late Sisilolo. So we named it the Sisilolo Award. We'll also have the player of the tournament. The top goal scorer. Yeah.
Right. And from your side, Mihlali, how important is this tournament?
I think it's really important for the people who are from Cape Town, you know, because I think this is the opportunity for them to showcase their talent, you know. I think it's a great opportunity to be scouted by the people who can take them far, you know. Sometimes it's really rare to get the opportunity to play where they are important people who can take you far. Sometimes you can have the talent, but you just don't proceed. But I think it's a good opportunity for them, and I'm really happy that it's finally happening now, because we've been trying to do it for like past 2 years, but we had no chance like to do it, because we were not based in Cape Town. But now I came back early and it's playing in Cape Town, so we finally did it.
And you went to watch him against the Sundowns. How was that experience, and how did you feel watching your big brother?
I think the last time I've watched him was in, I think, Pirates or something. Yeah. I've never watched him again. So he was really nice. I was so proud of him, because he played well. He's been doing well for himself, you know, for the team. So I was emotional, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think I was stressing when they were missing chances.
Missing chances.
You know, yeah. I was like a number one fan of Ajax. So yeah, but it was a great feeling, you know. It was a great feeling with the results and the performance. So it's very nice.
Okay, Prof, how did you feel about your performance and the fact that you went on to collect your third consecutive Man of the Match award after the game?
Yeah, it's always a great feeling to play, you know, and actually have a great game. You know, I was happy that I contributed to the team's performance, you know, and inspired the team to win, you know, which was the ultimate goal on the day. You know, the team has even been playing well and even doing well. But now we're starting to pick up points, you know, and we're starting to play more. And then with the coach, that is stressing us, you know, to play more. So I was happy, you know, but the only thing that made me extremely happy was us getting the 3 points. Of course, winning 3 consecutive Man of the Matches, you know, it's a cherry on top, you know. But I believe that the whole team had a great day on the day.
Okay. And having your family there, because it's not every day that they get to watch you. I mean, you've played most of your career away from Cape Town, and now you're playing for the first time in a PSL for a Cape Town-based team. How did that feel?
No, of course, you know, family always brings love, you know, always brings positivity. You know, and it's always great to play, you know, in front of your home ground and your home crowd, you know. And, you know, even when you are in the game and you feel like giving up, and on the back of your mind, you know that someone is watching you, you know, someone that believes in you. You know, I know Mihlali is my biggest critic. You know, after the game, we slept together on the same bed, and then he was telling me that, no, you should have done this, you should have done that, you know. He always wants to see, you know, the best in me, you know. Hence, I do the same thing to him, you know. We understand each other well. And it's always great to play, you know, and my mom was there, you know, everyone at home was there. So it was a great feeling knowing that there are people that are there on the stands that have your back.
Right. Now let's talk about your brotherhood and the relationship that the two of you have. You seem very close of each other.
Yeah, we are very close. We spend most of the time together. We do everything together, you know, so... I think most of the time, like, of my life and my career, I've been with him. In Joburg, I've been with him. In Bloemfontein, I was traveling when the school closed. So I know him. I know him very well than other people, you know. He knows me very well, so we understand each other. So that's why we spend most of the time together. So, yeah.
Mm. Mm. What do you make, Prof, of his performances and his progress so far?
No, of course, it's always pleasing to see another, you know, a young player from a place where it's known of, you know, gangsterism, and, you know, even if it wasn't him, it was maybe another player, but, you know, I would have been proud, you know, but I'm more proud because he's my brother, and then everything that he has achieved so far, he has achieved in front of my eyes, you know. And you know, I know him as he just said, you know, we know each other well, and I think there's no one else that knows me better than him, and vice versa, you know. And he has seen every struggle that I went through, you know, and I think it was good for him to be next to me when all of those things were happening, because it was a lesson to him also, you know. And I know that he won't fall into the same traps that I did, you know. As much as I wanna feed him as much information, but I don't wanna crowd him with information, you know. Sometimes I also want him to learn some of the things himself, you know. He's in Sweden now, he doesn't have family that side, you know. I know how it feels, you know, not to be around family, you know. Every time when he tries to complain, I will always shout at him and say, hey, this is an opportunity, and this and that, and then we'll fight about that. But later on, we'll always know and smile, you know, and you know, the sacrifices that we're making, you know, it's not easy, you know. Some people will think going playing overseas, it's nice, you get the money and all of that, but, you know, at the end of the day, when you don't have family or people that you love close by, you know, people that you will share everything with, you know, it's not easy, you know. So I always try to support him, you know, even other people that are in our lives, even my mom, even some of his friends and my friends, you know, they try to motivate, you know, they try to support, you know. Yeah, it's not easy, but for a young player, you know, but I think he has grown to learn and grown to understand football is not about playing on the field also, but there are things that you need to sacrifice. Yeah, because there will be time for everything. He's in Cape Town now, he's with family, everything is nice. He had a good season because he was all the time in the 18 and sometime playing. You know, it's good for a young player like him, you know, 20-year-old coming from second division, you know, or first division, you know, and going to Sweden in the Premier League and being part of the team, part of the 18 and actually playing, you know, having people sing his name and calling him all sorts of names. Mm-hmm. I heard that he's being called the special one now. You know, so it's a great feeling for me, you know, as his older brother. You know, I'm very proud of him, you know, and I'm very proud of the way he has handled everything that is happening in his life, you know. And I know that his mom is proud, you know, and everyone at home is proud of him, you know. Yeah.
Okay. And for you, Mihlali, firstly, tell us about this past season. How did you see it, and what was your impression of your personal performances?
For me, honestly, I think it was a learning process, it was a learning season. I came from a second division here in South Africa. So I didn't have much information about professional football because I think I played two seasons in the second division here. So I had no clue of some of the things, but when I got there, I started to learn some of the things. I started to grow as a player. I started to grow physically. I started to grow mentally. So I think I've learned a lot for like in a year. I've learned so many things, you know, to be strong and to focus on what you are doing. Like, to work hard and be humble, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's been good, you know, because it gives you a clear picture of where you wanna be. Mm-hmm. And I think it made me to be open-minded and to accept the situation. If I'm playing bad, to accept it and go with the flow so that I can work even more harder. Mm-hmm. If I'm playing good, I should not be like carried away, do stupid things, you know, like that. So I should be in the same level of to, like attitude wise, you know. Mm-hmm. So for me, on the field it was good. I played well, you know. I've played some of the big games, derby where there's like 60,000 people, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pressure for me because I've never experienced that. But it was a terrific moment for me, you know. So I've enjoyed the moment in Sweden, the first season. So I would like to say, thanks to everyone who gave me the opportunity before I went to Sweden, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would like to thank Mark for being there for me, you know, because for him also it was not easy. But even though sometimes I was always on his nerve, like to nag him, I want this, I want clothes, I want this. But now things are other way around. I can ask. His son can ask me clothes. I can never say no. Mm. So now I've learned that life can change at any moment now. Mm. Now we are like friends. We can share everything. Now we have the same, same mind, and then we are in the same level of thinking because we are in the same level of life now. Mm. Mm. So I'm thankful for everything that is happening in my life now. Mm. And I hope more will happen.
Sure. And now, at your age, playing so far away from home all by yourself, how do you manage it?
As I said, that you have to be open-minded that when you're away from home, it's going to be difficult, and especially off the field, because you have nothing to do. You cannot cook, you cannot speak the English, the language of the country, you have no friends, you know. So you spend most of the time playing the games, phone, but you have to realize that you have to meet people and associate yourself with people, mm-hmm. you know, so that you can enjoy the place, you know. So I think that was important for me also, like to enjoy myself with my teammates sometimes, to chill with my friends, you know, not to be stuck up in the same place, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that was vital for me also, like to spend time with friends and people, you know, like to be away from football, maybe for when we have a off weekend, like to be away from football, like for 2 days and chill with my friend, and then I work again so that I can be happy also in my life.
And how often are you guys in contact when you are away?
With Mark. Every day. Mm. Every day. I can call him 5 times a day. 5 times a day.
There's always something to talk about.
Yeah, there's always something. Even if I don't know what to say, but I'll just call him just to see.
Just to hear his voice.
Even if I wake up at 12, maybe I have a bad dream. Then I'll just call him and check if he's safe.
And he always takes that call.
Yeah, he must take it.
What is one thing that people don't know about Mark?
I think he's the most down to earth person that I've ever seen in my life. Mm. And what has ever happened to him, it, like, I think it made people not to notice that, but I think he's the most humble and down to earth, and the people that and the person that loves like to take care of people, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's a really nice guy. He's a really nice person to be around, you know. Mm-hmm. If you spend time with him, he's fun. He can give you advice. These type of people are the most important people we need in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what I would say about him.
Okay, Prof, about you, Miss Ali. What did you say?
Miss Ali, he has a small heart. Yeah, his temper is like right here. You know, I know him. He grew up in front of me, so I know everything about him, and I think that's one of the things that. And I always tell him, I always tell him, sometimes you don't see his zingo when you do them. Mm. And even when you watch him in a game and then a player doesn't pass him, you will see he's
gets frustrated.
Yeah. so that's one of his zingo that people maybe won't know about him. He gets irritated so quickly. And people always say that, sometimes, you know, when you don't know someone and when you see him from a distance, you will have a different perception of him. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Gents, on that note, I think let's finish it off right there. Thank you very much for your time and all the best for the tournament and your careers going forward. We really appreciate you taking time off to come and chat to us.
No, thank you very much for having us and always supporting us. And also we want to thank everyone that supports us, you know, everywhere in South Africa. You know, we really appreciate your support, you know, your love and your support towards us, you know, keeps us going. You know, everything that we do, when we do good things in our lives and in our careers and on the field, we do it for you guys, and thank you very much. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in again next week for the next interview.